This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for December 4th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started off the week with a report that consumers spent $9.1 billion during the first 3 weeks of November, representing a 13% gain over the same period last year, and analysts predict that holiday spending will be the highest on record. We also had a report that Google was ready to pay $2.5 billion for Groupon, the popular local deal site. Turns out Groupon turned down the offer. And we reported a Gizmodo story about Bell Labs back in the 1930s, when Clarence Hickman developed magnetic recording tape. AT&T ordered the labs to cease all research into magnetic storage, and Hickman's research was suppressed and concealed for more than 60 years. AT&T believed that the answering machine and its magnetic tapes would lead the public to abandon the telephone. If you're thinking of including Face in your business name, you might want to reconsider. Facebook this week was granted a notice of allowance to trademark the word Face. Facebook now has 6 months to file a statement of use, which is a sworn statement attesting to the use of the mark. We also told you about a bronze Lincoln penny that sold at auction for $1.7 million. It was struck in bronze rather than the zinc-coated steel normally used during the World War II era, and only about 20 such coins are known to exist. You might be relieved to know that a new survey has found that companies who ditched holiday parties during the recession are ready to bring them back. A survey of 100 human resource professionals found that 68% are planning parties this year. According to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, a $10 Iron Maiden t-shirt would net as much as $1,000 today, a hundredfold increase in value, almost 10 times better than the performance of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Perhaps it's time to invest in t-shirts. According to Fast Company, Visa Europe is going to start using information about the location of customers' mobile phones to prevent credit card theft. The assumption is that if the two devices are in close proximity, it's probably you using the card. If the two devices are not in the same place, the system may send up an alert. And finally, Tim Geoghegan and Matthew Ryan have come up with a niche biz built on the security pat-downs at airports. Fourth Amendment wear is underwear printed with the Fourth Amendment in metallic ink that is readable on TSA body scanners. T-shirts, underwear, and socks imprinted with the amendment regarding unreasonable searches are available with prices ranging from $10 to $24. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.